Hello and welcome to another episode of Geek Lord Radio. My name is Dan, and with me tonight I have Darren,
hey.
Matt,
sup,
and Mike.
Here on the Geek Lord Radio.
It's going to be one of those nights.
With the snakes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh.
It's going to be a bad night.
You missed the theme song. Nobody was here for it.
Oh, they'll hear it. They'll fucking hear it.
No, they won't.
Eventually.
When I put it out as a text message ringtone.
Geek Lord Radio.
God damn. Could you imagine if that was your ringtone? How quickly you would answer your phone?
True.
She said you'd never have to listen to the whole thing.
You have the voice of fucking Helen
Keller.
Well,
welcome to the Geek Lord Radio.
That's actually a little bit better.
It's getting worse. What have you all bastards been up to?
Singing songs. Making theme songs. I'm going to start my career making podcast theme songs that I sing acoustically and a cappella-ly.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is why you don't drink the bong water.
Your bong water?
Doesn't a cappella involve like multiple people?
Yeah.
No, it's just no instruments.
No instruments. Okay.
Yeah.
Acoustic, you definitely need instruments.
Yeah, no,
you can't acoustically sing anything.
Yeah, I can't acoustically
and
sing.
And we have a cat.
Yeah, Babu's here as well.
She's piping the fuck up.
So nothing going on? Nobody did anything interesting this week?
I started watching, was it Jessica Jones?
How is that?
Honestly, it hasn't piqued my interest yet, mainly because I have no idea who she is.
So she's some chick that's like Superman, apparently.
Used to be.
Just kidding. That's actually our neighbor. Darren's been staring at her through the window for the last 4 weeks.
Yep.
Watching her shave her clam.
No, the problem is, like, you know, like, most shows, they kind of give, like, an origin story?
Yeah.
I have no idea who the hell she is, like, how she got her powers or anything of that shit, and it's just...
I don't know.
Honestly, the only thing keeping me from watching that show, or keeping me watching that show right now is David Tennant's in it.
Yes, Cody, you are late, you are pregnant. Might want to tell your parents. They might get mad, or your mom, or your dad's going to get mad at you, your mom's going to get sad and just cry, and then you're going to run off to your cabin where you will die in a nuclear blast.
Anyway, Mike's been playing Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That's actually something you find in Fallout 4 is a corpse in a cabin.
Yeah.
Is it a handjob cabin?
Seems that way. Because she's pregnant.
You find a drifter in a cabin and she's dead on a mattress. And I was like, there was a holotape. It was like Drifter's holotape.
And nobody
like
came.
And I put it in my pit boy and I was like, oh my God, my parents, they're like, don't accept my vegan lifestyle. And, you know, they're just a bunch of like cis hetero male shitlords. And, you know, like I thought it was gonna be like that. No, it was like a girl who found out she was pregnant and told her parents and they
threw her out.
And so she died in a cabin when the bomb went off. It was kind of sad.
Huh.
Right.
So,
on.
Yeah. Fallout, everybody.
You know
what
confused me about that?
Four.
That stop singing, or I will tase you. What confuses me is nobody survived, but nuclear fallout involves an EMP, which or nuclear explosions cause an EMP, which fries electronics. Furthermore, for 200 years, that tape sat there, on the floor, nothing fucked.
Yeah, but
it
fries electronics, but does it like would it wipe the data off of a tape?
Yes.
Okay,
actually, I watched...
Well, they said it was a holotape.
It's magnetic tape.
Might be different tape.
It's got tape in the name.
I watched this documentary thing on the Book of Eli, and it was talking about the reason why certain things don't exist anymore. And that was one of the things that they mentioned, like CDs and stuff like that, are after like 30 years are just fucking done.
Well, how did he get an iPod
and tapes,
then?
I don't know.
Okay.
Magic?
Sure.
But,
maybe someone had
but,
one of the shelters.
But an iPod is not a CD. It's not a physical CD. That's why they were like, yeah,
no,
that's
but
why
it does
records...
work off of magnetic
well, that was,
storage.
Well, that was one of the things that they brought up is like records were still good, but things like cassette tapes and CDs and all that.
If it was exposed... Book of Eli didn't involve a nuclear blast, though. It did.
Yeah.
Was it?
Post-apocalyptic.
Okay. I knew it was post-apocalyptic, but I knew
it was nuclear apocalypse.
Was it?
Yeah.
So Rainbow-EO.
Hey, what's up, dude? You got here early, unlike most people who get here at the end. So that means we can drive you off in like 5 minutes flat.
Do you know is this a new guy or do you know this person?
I don't know who this
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah, so
nice.
Welcome. No, seriously.
And he's gone.
Bye. I hope you enjoy. We Fallout. Like, all of us except for Darren. Unless you bought Fallout and I don't know you've been playing it.
No, I haven't bought it.
So all of us here except for Darren have been playing Fallout.
I've played 10 minutes.
Matt's played 10 minutes of Fallout when he's not playing Bloodborne.
Yeah.
I tried to make a character named Lunk, just a raging retard with no intelligence. Then I realized that there's no low intelligence dialogue. I lost interest.
Oh. Yeah, there's you don't
it's,
get like
right
that
now
hurt
it's just
or,
too hard to that, try to well, did, split.
Well, that's what I'm doing with my characters. I'm actually going to make a melee sneak spec and punch people to death with the giant fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now it's just too hard people. To try to get four people to play the same game at once. It's like, no, I'm not
worried. I'm like
yeah,
30 hours
it's
in.
Really hard to do. We usually like I get like Matt gets home from work and Dan's playing Fallout, and then I get home, Dan's still playing Fallout. Then Dan stops, and then Matt steps on, probably plays Bloodborne for a couple hours, and then I go to play Overwatch. Or Matt doesn't play Bloodborne, and I play Fallout, in which Matt plays. Matt goes and plays Dark Souls, and Dan plays Overwatch. So it's just rotating the PS4.
For
at
me,
this point.
It's,
pecking order.
Well, for me, it's I wake up, or I usually wake up before Dan, but I'll do something. Wake up, you know, just jump my computer real quick. Yeah. Dan will wake up, hop on Fallout. I'll go to work. Come home, Dan's still on Fallout.
Yep. Well, it works. I mean, it works out because usually by the time I get home, Dan's about to make dinner, which means he's usually done. So I hop on, I play a little bit, and then I go to sleep earlier than you do. So it all works out.
To answer what Cody's saying in the chat, yeah, it is just you because death claws are not really easy.
My
like,
problem
ever.
Is they're not particularly hard. You can kite them really easy. They're just not worth it.
Yeah,
they're literally the hand jobs of Fallout 4. They're awful and nobody likes them and you don't get anything.
Yeah, you don't get anything great from them. Their experience isn't that
but
good.
Think of what that does to a Deathclaw self-esteem. I mean, honestly.
God damn it.
I'm just, you know.
I hate you.
Everybody hates him. He's roaming around just trying to find a meal.
Maybe because he's a huge cunt.
You
I don't care about his feelings because he's a huge cunt.
Well, Dan, you're a huge cunt too, but we still love you.
No, you don't. You tolerate me.
I pretend to like you.
You just got weird. 751 rolled around and you just got fucking retarded.
Well, speaking of Fallout,
pretty much retarded.
I swear to God, I'll take the cap off my cigarette and burn you with the coils.
I can start speaking with a terrible Russian accent.
And I can start beating you to death with that chair.
I've got about 75 stim packs and I use them pretty commonly, but I'm terrible at the game, so I mean, that's not a surprise.
You're really good at throwing incendiary grenades.
I'm like level 17.
26, 27?
Yeah.
So
Fallout, yeah.
4.
No, I actually read somewhere that someone redid Fallout 1 in the Fallout New Vegas engine.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah. I may actually care about that now.
Yeah, maybe. I've never played any other Fallout game. I played New Vegas for like 15 minutes and lost interest.
Yeah. Fallout 4 is cool, though. It's, I thought, like, I wasn't going to play it until I was done with Metal Gear, and I just kind of got addicted to it because it turned into that whole like, oh man, I got this better rifle, now I gotta go find more shit to upgrade that rifle. Oh, I just found this legendary gun. Oh, this gun sucks. Oh, I need to go get this. But what happened to these people? And it's like a fucking like a cat following a laser pointer.
I think I'll try hardcore mode eventually.
I heard there isn't a hardcore mode in the new one.
There is. They call it survival mode.
Yeah.
We do not run a mod. We play it on the PlayStation, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's what we got it on.
Yeah.
So we have it on PS4, and that's what we've been playing it on. I got my favorite weapon so far in the game, and it's not Swan's Punchy Fist.
Yeah.
Nice. I got a turbo hammer.
Oh.
A rocket-powered hammer, and I cleared an entire building of fucking the super mutants with just the hammer.
You should get the Axe of Grognak.
No, I like the hammer. Because I just crunch heads.
Yeah.
I'll eventually get strong and see if he'll use it.
So now you need to rename your character Reinhardt?
Yeah, basically. And I was in power armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. So I guess we should probably move into the news.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Because it'll lead into something I have to say anyway. So I got Destiny today.
Boo.
On PS4 with the Taken King Legendary Edition. And I actually am enjoying the like hour and a half I put into it so far. It's actually kind of fun.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
It's like heroin. It's
and
great at first,
and
then it just turns to shit.
I say
but
that.
You do you get addicted?
Oh
no!
Really oh, the
don't.
Mod. Oh, okay. So my mod.
Oh,
is
a vape.
A
gotcha.
Sigelli 150-watt box mod with a smoke.
Smok.
That's a smock.
Smock. It's a smock. Tank on there. I usually run a like a Kennedy clone. Just depends on like whatever kind of mood I'm in, whether I want to drip or not. So
I got a rig with a Doge.
Yeah.
And that's all the mods in the house, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
No, you've got an Anarchist, right?
Yeah.
You're still running the Anarchist V2.
Mm. Yeah. So, real quick, back to Destiny.
Do we have to go back to Destiny?
We do, because, I say all this because I am an employee of Blizzard Entertainment, so through proxy, I'm also an employee of Activision Blizzard.
You're the devil.
Which Destiny is made by Bungie through Activision Blizzard. Anyways.
That's not too fucking complicated.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, I work for Blizzard. Everything I say is my own opinion and does not reflect those of the company itself. So there. That being said, as a gamer, it's fun. Destiny's fun. I don't know Like, I just based upon like watching you play Destiny on 360 months ago, it feels snappier. Like, it feels just it just feels a lot like of a it feels like a faster kind of game.
That's how it starts,
I guess.
I don't know.
Play the PvP, and I'll watch you play it and see if the loot's anywhere. I mean, because that was what killed me.
Well, no, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I saw you play hours of Destiny, and I was not interested in the slightest by watching you play.
It's not interesting.
And I was like, I do not care. And
granted, the game's exponentially better now because they removed Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, no, I mean, Nolan North is, like, leaps and bounds better.
Not the porn star. I need to keep remembering that.
When you're talking about games, like, Nolan North is, you know, most people know. But, yeah, I like it so far, and I look forward to playing some more. And And it's got the, like, I mean, you were playing it before The Taken King, and apparently The Taken King, like, added a bunch of quality of life things to it that made it better. I feel like the loot's dropping way more than it was for you.
Probably is.
So. Speaking of porn names, Peter Dinklage is kind of a porn name.
A little bit.
I can see a porn star named Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
No, his name would be Peter Dicklage.
Aside from that, lots of Overwatch.
Yeah.
We played Overwatch a bunch. And still fun. Going into, like, however many weeks into the beta this is. Still a fun game.
Mm. Yeah, awesome. Still enjoying it. Yeah. Today there were some really terrible players on.
Yeah, last weekend was kind of, like, I feel bad for a lot of people who logged on for the stress test weekend, because it was...
I'm really glad I didn't.
Yeah.
It was basically noob farming. Just a lot of poor people who hadn't played Overwatch before getting in and kind of figuring it out and getting into their own, and you've got people that had, like, a three-week head start that have already figured shit out and just... sadly, I'm one of those people. Not sadly, fuck that. I had fun. But I mean, like, we were those people popped in and just wrecked people. And
Peter Pink Sledge.
And today, Peter Pink Sledge. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a porn name right there.
That should have been what I named my Fallout character.
Yeah, I'm Peter Pink Sledge. Trying to put it.
You just want me to beat you to death with something today, don't you?
Just everything annoying. I'm not trying to be annoying. It's just annoying.
You just are.
You just became retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, today there was some, like, man, I had some just, like, anal fisting games going on in Overwatch.
Thank God you finished that with games.
Yeah.
I had an anal fisting day at work today. Just,
I totally just got anally
deep
fisted.
In they're, like, elbow deep in me all day long.
up to the shoulder, dude.
I had two games in a row that ended in less than 2 minutes.
I had a game where I saw two of my teammates the whole time.
Wow.
We won. I don't know how we won. Yeah. I saw two of them the whole time. So let's move into the news, because that's what we're supposed to do. I guess.
We talk about news.
Who remembers Lost in Space?
Are we talking about the 1960s television show or the awful 1990s movie?
Pick your poison.
They're remaking the movie.
Nope.
Please.
They're making a TV show.
Yep. For Netflix. The Lost in Space is getting a Netflix series.
Peter Pink Sledge and Pulling Pork and Deep Anal Fisting 9.
Like
that's
that.
Awesome. I like that.
That's wonderful.
They need to pay
it's
you
both
to make porn
inspiring
titles.
And terrifying. How quickly you're coming up with
Pulling
porn
Pork,
names.
Nolan North. You need to wow.
Pulling Pork is Nolan North.
Deep
I like
anal
it.
Fisting 9. Is that like Deep Space 9?
It's yeah, it's an erotic reimagining.
Do we know this person?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But we should.
Okay.
We should.
Yeah, Deep Anal Fisting 9. Yeah. Erotic.
We won't hold the Rainbow Dash against him.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
So, on the topic of TV shows, this one I'm actually interested in. Vin Diesel announced a new television series based in the Riddick universe.
Wait. Go. I wasn't listening. Go back to the whole
Vin
Lost
Diesel
in Space thing.
Oh, it's getting a Netflix series.
Oh, okay. I hope it's like the movie. I really do.
Danger Will Robinson.
With that really shitty, like, military robot and...
Gary Oldman
the bad guy in that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got a
really good game we could play. Turn on the first episode, and the first time somebody talks, turn it off. Like, that's...
You need to work on your game. Anywho, Vin Diesel. We all know who Vin Diesel is.
Who? Yes.
Vin Diesel.
Another
Dean Diesel.
Porn
he throws
name.
Dice.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He announced a new television series based
giant
in the Riddick.
Fucking nerd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
making a Riddick TV show.
Fantastic.
Oh, man. It really is Gary Oldman. I want to go back and watch Lost in Space, the movie, now.
All right, after this episode, we'll go and watch fucking Lost in Space.
No, I got to finish Deep Space.
No, we're not. No.
The show will follow Mercs and Bounty Hunters. It's going to be called Merc City. Surprise, surprise. Also, they're working on another Riddick movie.
So it's not going to have Riddick in it?
The show?
Yeah.
No. It's going to exist in the universe.
So it's going to be Firefly, but with Bounty Hunters?
Kind of sounds that way.
Bounty Fly.
Yeah, Bounty Fly.
Yeah.
I like Fire Hunters.
With Necro... What are they called? Necromongers?
Necromongers.
Those guys cruising around the universe, doing their universe-y necro-y things. Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I'll give it a shot.
I'm sure there'd be like the occasional cameo from Vin Diesel when he's in town. Normally our shows last about an hour.
Yeah,
our shows are about an hour long. We'll go until 9. Some episodes will be shorter, some episodes will be longer. Depends.
We have a feeling this will be short, but I'm
which
trying
one
really
of us
hard
is on our period
longer.
And which one of us would rather go play Fallout before the other two get onto the PlayStation.
Or it all depends on the mixture of who's on the show.
Yeah, that too. We have another host who she took the night off because traffic is a fucking nightmare tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
then the whole Thanksgiving thing.
I was gonna say thank God Mike's on the show tonight, because we'd all just agree and be through it.
Yeah,
in 5 minutes. The
show's get ready to disagree and get weird.
All right, so
I can see you now.
Yeah,
what are they doing for the movie? Did they say what they're doing for the movie?
Nope, it's being written.
That's I'm a little bit concerned about that, because the last time Vin Diesel made a Riddick movie, they didn't pay the bills and they had to stop production because they ran
Riddick?
Out of money. Yeah, Riddick the last Riddick out. Movie they ran out of money.
Yeah, but I enjoyed Riddick, so
yeah.
Yeah,
I think when it comes to characters that he cares about, he's very good about making sure the movies stay good. That's why Fast and the Furious have been still—they're not great movies, but they've been enjoyable.
We didn't
watch
pay the bills.
The
looks like we have to find a way.
I've seen the most recent one, but I saw the one before that. Even though it looked super cheesy, I still really enjoyed the fuck out of it.
The most recent one was really good.
Actually, the most recent one—I heard it was really good.
It's like Pitch Black.
We'll look into streaming Fallout if you want to see how horrendous our characters look.
Oh yeah,
dude. Yeah,
it was. I'm still trying to figure out how to stream on the PlayStation and be able to hook up a microphone to it. So.
Very
you
easy.
Push the stream button.
From what I've
well,
heard.
We need to have a headset that does it. But all of our headsets are they're USB or they're wireless. So
yep.
Yeah.
Unless all right. So this is kind of a long read, but it's entertaining to me because I love this show. There's the show Regular Show. Matt knows Regular Show. I'm sure you've seen me watch a few episodes.
Yeah. I got a Rigby and Mordecai.
His name? Something Neely.
Right. Yeah.
Mordecai. No, Regular Show. Sorry. Yeah, never mind. I got that confused.
No, you're thinking of China, Illinois.
Sure.
Yeah.
China, Illinois is good, too. Yeah.
There was a court ruling about a lawsuit. Judge rules in favor of Cartoon Network's Regular Show and lawsuit brought about by Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
Is
I know Billy
a
Mitchell.
Former, or at one point was a Donkey Kong world champ.
I think he might still, well.
He was 3 years ago.
He was definitely the Pac-Man champ for a while and then lost it in the King of Kong documentary to some other dude and then got it back. Yeah.
So he sued Regular Show.
Yeah, no, Billy Mitchell's a major cut.
Why?
He claims they stole his likeness for an episode about a video game champ.
Yep.
And basically, if you look at it, it's a floating head with long hair and a beard. It kind of looks similar to him, but in the same way that every white person with brown hair and a beard looks the same.
So Billy Mitchell is
you don't see Andrew WK suing him. I'm just saying.
Billy Mitchell is renowned for being a gigantic dickhead. When you watch him in the King of Kong documentary, he let being the Pac-Man Donkey Kong champ go to his fucking head. And so he thinks he's this amazing God's gift to the world when he's a fucking Pac-Man champ.
His name is Billy Mitchell. Yeah. I want to put underwear over his face and tie him to the Death Ball.
He created a hot sauce line.
All right.
Guy's a shithead.
After reviewing the evidence, New Jersey Federal District Judge Ann Thompson has thrown out Mitchell's lawsuit against Cartoon Network under the grounds that the show is protected by the First Amendment, and that Mitchell isn't a cartoonishly evil floating head, and that he's in fact a human. This is what she wrote. This is why I put this down there. The television character does not match the plaintiff in appearance, said Judge Thompson. GBF, which was the character's name in the show, appears as a non-human creature, a giant floating head with no body from outer space, while plaintiff is a human being, and when GBF loses his title, the character literally explodes, unlike the plaintiff. So I take it that from the judge's comments that he is not currently the champion and that when he lost, he did not actually explode.
Well, when you said giant floating head, I thought of the race of giant floating heads in Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Show me what
that's
you
what
got.
That's what I thought of.
Show me what you
when
got.
When I hear that, I go back to Third Rock from the Sun, incoming message from the big giant head.
Willie Bitchall and Donkey Kong and bestiality mentality too.
Good God. Therapy, man. You might need therapy. Does this happen at the grocery store?
This guy's good.
Yeah, you're in the spaghetti aisle and you're looking at sauces and you're like, Prego.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to say that Willie Bitchall is the power bottom.
You know what I want to do? I want to bet the guy to the derp chat.
Sorry, I said Donkey Kong. I meant Donkey Dong.
I don't know about that.
I think this guy's got some gold for us.
Willie Bitchall and Donkey Dong and bestiality mentality too.
So on the topic of TV shows, Tremors is getting a revival on TV shows. Kevin Bacon will be in it. It's
going to
follow Kevin Bacon's character 25 years after the initial events.
We still need to see what was Tremors 5 or 10 on Netflix.
I think it was 5 or 6. Because I watched the first 4. So I'm up to date on them because the last one was the throwback episode, or the throwback movie where they're like in old westerny times and everybody, all the original characters there minus Kevin Bacon, but they were all like their great 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 grandparents and the town was called Rejection. No, wait, that was a TV show.
So what is it, basically Back to the Future 3 with Tremors? And no, no, that, that's Doc Brown.
That's what movie 4 was.
I kind of want to get, like, if I ever get a DSLR, I want to shoot a little, like, homemade film with your snake noodle and create, like, a little fan film of Tremors. Just get her eating.
You get bit by her, I'll let you do it.
Dude, she's not going to bite shit. She's adorable.
She struck at me several times. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, she strikes me regularly.
Did she adorably just nudge you?
I think he's adorable when Rufus strikes, so I'm not the person to ask.
That's not adorable.
You're going to get booped.
Rufus is my 9-foot Burmese python, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a show. There's no network that's taken it up yet, but apparently they're getting, it's more of a bidding war between where they want to send the show, because there's a bunch of networks that are interested.
Wow.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, it's got Kevin Bacon in it.
It's got K-Bay.
Everybody loves baconing. Quick, need a Kevin Bacon porn title. Go, go, go.
My guess is either going to be Netflix or HBO.
I could see CBS.
What about Stars?
FX. FX does really good with shows.
Or Encore.
As long as it doesn't get featured on Crackle, I think.
Devin Gaycon in Anal Tremors 3, prolapse at the end.
It's about prolapse awareness.
It's prolapse awareness.
It's Walls Fallout.
So now that we've talked about everything anal so far... we'll go into games. PS4 sales have passed 30 million units worldwide.
Yep. One of those
That's
is us.
A lot.
Yeah.
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 You ready to get sad?
Surprise.
Sure.
Earthbound creator shoots down the idea of Mother 4.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
He did that like 2 years ago as
he,
well.
He likens it to pop stars putting out 10 albums, but at their shows, everyone only wants to hear songs from the first 3 albums.
And good on him.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty true.
See, I'd be more interested in them releasing Mother 3 in the U.S., but that's never going to happen. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're a fucking stupid round eye.
Look, if you guys want to play more Fallout, there's a great fan game. I think it's like earthbound4.com. No.
Want to play more Fallout?
What?
You just said, if you guys want to play more Fallout.
Oh, sorry, I read Fallout on the screen, so it's in my head. If you guys want another Mother game that's Earthbound to all you gaijin, that was terrible. I should never say that.
Weebo!
I'm a gaijin. I'm a weebo.
You're a fucking weebo.
Oh,
you're
thank God. You actually finally admitted it.
You're all weebos.
No.
Yeah. You have an anime series you have watched and liked. That makes you a weebo.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah, you like something from Japanese culture.
That doesn't make you a weebo at all.
Yeah.
That's like saying if you like rap, you are a wigger.
Yeah.
Yo.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
sure
not.
Sure does.
You're just trying to make yourself feel better. Good try.
Anyways, Mother4.com, I think it's a fan game. It looks exactly like a Mother game, and, like, you know, it's not out yet, but
I'm
going to
laugh
when
a lawsuit gets raised up because someone heard it on this show. You know why I'll laugh? Because somebody listened to our show.
I know. No, Nintendo is, like, surprisingly hands-off about that kind of shit because
really?
They just don't
they
care.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They're like, oh, cool, you're doing something with a franchise. Like, unlike Square Enix... who is like, oh, you're making a Chrono Trigger fan game in 3D? Go fuck yourself. We want the rights
to
do that.
Didn't,
even though we're never going to
no,
do that.
No, no, didn't freaking... Well, the Pokemon company is technically a Nintendo, right?
No, Pokemon company
it is a,
it's Game Freak.
Yeah.
Didn't they sue somebody?
Game yeah, Freak that's sued? Entirely different, though, because no. Pokemon puts out games every year.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, they sue someone over a Pokemon-themed party or some shit.
Birthground, a.k.a. Mother Plus Brother 4. It's gross.
It could just be Earthbound 4, motherfucker.
No, yeah. Instead of Birthground, it could be Homeward Bound, yeah. Mother and Brother 4.
Homeward Boned.
Anyways, Mother4.com. I think that's the website, but check it out, Mother 4. Looks cool. Yeah, it's not out yet. It looks good. Looks like
this guy looks like Pornhub or something.
Yeah, yeah, he might. He might.
Yeah. Film that porn in space.
No big shock here, but it's been announced that multiple Bioshock games are still going to be made.
I thought I heard Bioshock.
You did. Yep, Bioshock. Bioshock games are going to continue to be made. They're making more of them.
That whole Irrational thing has been weird.
What do you mean?
Well, like, so Bioshock was, I believe it's Irrational. I'm pretty sure it's Irrational. Was the company that made Bioshock, run by Ken Levine. And I've heard this said. I don't know the man, but I've heard that Ken Levine's kind of crazy. And that's why when Bioshock Infinite came out and they made a fuck ton of money and it was really highly reviewed and people loved it. He's like, hey, yeah, we're not going to make any more Bioshock games. We're going to, like, cut our team of 150 down to, like,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, they're going
to
make mobile games, right?
And we're going to make mobile games. And I don't think we've seen a single one.
You're saying the creator from Bioshock's crazy and you're playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh yeah, no, Kojima's totally crazy. No,
dude's fucking nothing. That dude's that dude is literally Batman. He's rich and he's nuts.
Absolutely nothing against Ken Levine. He made fucking great games. What I'm saying is that he like said, "Hey, this fucking awesome, amazing
these
big
porn
franchise
titles
I got."
Have gone to a dark place.
BioShock featuring Little Sister and Big Brother. That's gross.
We've gone to a dark place.
Take a second for comedic effect. Hold off for a little bit. Come back when you've got something really, really good.
Yeah, he said, "Come
months from now."
One was actually pretty funny. I like that last one.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just 2K. Like, hey, we want to make more.
I just feel like the BioShock storyline is kind of done.
I haven't finished Infinite, but it's not.
Infinite opens up possibilities.
I guess I'm kind of done with the whole storyline. It's like I don't really care anymore.
They made BioShock 1, Rapture, cool, everything is awesome. Like, it was a really great game. Then they made BioShock 2, and that's like jumped the shark a little bit. And it was like, all right, did we really need to go back to Rapture? Nobody fucking cares.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought BioShock 1 and Infinite were the only ones done by Ken Levine. I thought BioShock 2.
They were. I'm just talking about the franchise in general.
Because I know BioShock 2 wasn't received very well, was it?
BioShock 1 or 2?
2.
2. Yeah,
not
no.
really. Because it was like really mixed reviews. Because it was basically just let's do 1 over again.
BioShock 1.5.
And yeah. And again, Ken Levine wasn't on that project, was he?
He might not have been. He was probably working on it.
If I remember right, no, they gave it to somebody else.
But anyways, when they were making another BioShock Infinite, it was like, do we need another BioShock? We kind of did the whole Rapture thing. We're like, yeah, well, we're not an underwater town anymore. We're in a sky town. Yeah, I don't know if that really, but it's really good. All right, give it a shot. And it was really, really good. I mean, they could go places with it. And if
it
you
was
finish
a good game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you finish Infinite, it actually opens up the possibilities to more stuff.
I haven't finished it yet. I'm pretty sure I lost my save file.
I mean, as far as features go, I mean, mechanics, like, it's nothing new, but the story was solid.
It's a great single-player game.
Story was real solid.
With some multiplayer.
So, on the topic of games that were good and then were bad, Overkill. Yeah, Overkill.
Oh, that company that made Payday?
Yeah. Overkill apologized about the last few weeks, the whole microtransaction thing.
My only question is, see, I usually pay attention to what Overkill's doing, and I have no idea what the fuck just happened
because
I stopped.
So apparently they're making every effort to unfuck what they did, except getting rid of microtransactions.
So they're doing nothing.
Well, they're meeting with, like, the top modders for their game, and there was a strike in the forums of the moderators.
There was a lot that went on the forums.
Yeah, apparently the volunteer moderators went on strike.
Yep.
So they're talking to them about things they can do and everything. And this article that I read, I was like, it sounds like they're trying to talk to a lot of people. And nothing they have said is, we're going to get rid of the pay-to-win model.
Well, there was a grassroots campaign to tank their Steam score. Like, they were at close, if they weren't at 90 or in the 90s, they were very close. It was like 89, 88 on user reviews.
I thought they were like 93.
They might have been 93. They were super fucking high. Yeah. And after all the microtransaction shit happened, everybody's like, nope, fuck this. Start leaving shitty reviews. Because you can leave multiple ones. Just keep leaving them. Just, like, tank the fucking score.
Tanked it to, like, 47%?
No, they got it. I mean, you got to think of, like, the thousands, tens of probably hundreds of thousands of people that have left reviews on there. They managed to get the score down to, like, low 70s. So, I mean, that's pretty sizable because there's a lot of games of Steam I see in the 70s. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I'll tell you this. I've had games on
Steam. Not only that is, you're going to have people who are looking to buy it now always going to see the negative reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're not going to see the positive
ones. I've had games where I've played that are like 84, and I'm just like, this isn't anything really good.
No.
I don't read Steam reviews.
Yeah.
I like to look at it. If it's a game I know nothing about, I like to look at the numbers.
The last time I trusted Steam reviews, I ended up buying fucking, what is that fucking game
called?
DayZ.
In all fairness,
the Steam reviews weren't great. They were like, I got on some train tracks and pretended to be a train for 4 hours. Finally ran into another person. He killed me. Would play again. 10 out of 10.
Thing. In all fairness, like,
you do have a seething hatred
reviews,
for zombie shit.
The Steam reviews,
they don't have zombies anymore.
Revealed
anymore. Yeah.
The Steam reviews were accurate. They described the game exactly how it was.
You could be a train.
Yeah.
And then get killed.
You can do that in Train Simulator,
like,
too.
I broke my leg, and, you know, I crawled for 4 hours.
No, that was in Arma. That was in the DayZ, the original DayZ mod. They just updated DayZ, plays so much better. I'll have to check it out. I get on there every now and then when I want to run around with a shovel and do nothing. But I don't know what the purpose of the game is now that there's no zombies. Like, what do you do?
Well, the zombies out for stability purposes.
Yeah, because the zombies were just broken. They'd, like, swim underground, and they'd run at you with half their torso underground, and it was terrible.
Speaking of, like, Arma mods and stuff like that, I actually tried going and playing Arma 3 because everyone's like, it's fucking amazing.
No,
I'm like,
no,
it's too complex.
It's too much simulation. there's a certain level where it's just like, you know what? I don't need 47 buttons to move.
Yeah, you got like 47 key buttons. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I hit control shift and 3. I only poked around the corner an eighth of an inch, but I forgot to hit right click and right control, so I didn't look down my sights. Fuck.
Spacebar, like, pulls out your gun and G. Like, you can't jump, but G will vault you over something. Or that's what killed me about DayZ. Is just, it's not fun to play. You know, Cody, you
were shut up.
You were talking shit to the wrong batch of people. Anywho, let's continue on with our news.
Cody, you're not a real man unless you play Bloodborne. Shut up.
Pretty sure you're not a real man unless you have a penis. I'm fairly certain that's about the only thing.
Even
that
if you do, I know people who don't have a penis that I think are in the man category.
You have to act like you have a penis.
Yeah.
The World of Warcraft Legion.
It can be. Take that as you want it. And I don't mean like take it as the penis, but you know,
they already took that. Legion Alpha launched for their first.
They didn't take it; they just split
round.
It in half and inverted it and stuck it.
Please
inside.
Stop talking. I'm having flashbacks of South Park episode.
Technically, she still has it.
Yeah, it's just up inside and gross. Let's moving on. Legion Alpha. Who played it?
This guy.
I played it.
I played it at BlizzCon.
Yeah, I tried it.
I spent the hour it took to go through the alpha, finished it.
Yeah,
it's fun. I enjoyed it.
So far, play solid. The Demon Hunter is fucking fun as hell to play right now.
It's a very reactive class. It's very different.
It's pretty nice.
It's not all that different. It's not so much like the way it plays, but the actual act of playing it is what feels different.
I wonder how
long it
takes for them to nerf that thing down to the ground.
The flying? The glide?
The jump, jump, glide? I'm like, oh, this is going to break PvP.
Yeah. Everyone's going to get it. They're either going to get rid of it. It's not going to be usable. Actually, they'll probably just make it not usable in PvP.
Yeah.
That would be the most logical explanation.
I have a feeling, though, with the double jump and the glide, there's going to be places that they're going to be able to access that you normally can't access.
Someone
like,
will find a way.
Unless
the glide, the dash as well.
Yeah, there's a lot. But, I mean, they've pretty much fixed every world for being okay for flight, so there's not a whole lot that you really have to be worried about. What's the worst that can happen? You get yourself stuck, and then you're stuck.
Yeah, you get yourself dead to yourself.
No, what's funny is... What's funny is when you get, like, super stuck... And it's not even just you got somewhere you're not supposed to be. You've fallen through the world, and you have to wait for like a day or two until the servers realize you're somewhere you're not supposed to be and put you at home, and you just can't log in. Those are my favorite ones.
You have to wait till server maintenance day.
Ban you for hacking?
No, they're not going to ban you for hacking. It's just like I've had it where I've fallen through the map going somewhere I wasn't supposed to. And it took 2 days before the server finally registered before I could log into that character.
Sometimes you can log into the character, but you're still falling. But the problem is, since you're technically moving at that time, you can't use your Hearthstone.
Yeah, you're just
can't
stuck.
Do anything. Yeah,
you have to open up a ticket and wait. It's miserable. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So let's move into movies.
Yeah, movies.
All right. None of you watched the Civil War trailer, right?
I didn't even know it was out.
Did you watch it?
I did.
So I knew
did
it was
think,
out,
Mike?
But I wasn't.
Looks like Winter Soldier.
I was kind of confused by it because in whatever the most recent Avengers movie was, it made it seem like Tony Stark was going to seem like the bad guy. And then when you're watching this, they really play up the fact that Captain America seems like he's turning his back on everyone to save his friend.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Like, I got that really heavy, like, I thought we were friends too, bro. It's like, no, but I'm more friends with Buck. It's like, but bro, we fought like Ultron and... We fought the aliens, bro, and he's like, I'm going to kill you, Iron Man.
They're probably just trying to, like, alter people's expectations of this whole, like, Iron Man being the bad guy thing.
Yeah. They're trying to fuck with your emotions is what they're doing.
Realistically, I don't think they should have. Kind of.
They blew your mind with the whole fucking...
Yeah, I saw it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, going into Winter Soldier, if you knew not, like, you didn't even know Winter Soldier existed, you never would have thought that, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. had been taken over by Hydra. Like, it was, I mean, they didn't. Give you anything to make you think that, but you know, that was kind of the whole
not that you just ruined the movie for anyone who listens to this in the future.
The movie's been out for like 4 years now, two or three. If you haven't seen it yet, you're not gonna see
it. There's also like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
that spoiled it.
There's the there's Age of Ultron
that spoiled it.
I mean, there's so many avenues to be spoiled.
If you wanted to see it and you haven't yet, you live under a rock and you're not listening to our show.
I'm pretty sure even at one point Daredevil was mentioned something like that,
and realistically, I might be muted. I can do it. Just keep it on.
No, you shouldn't be muted.
Yeah, you should be good. Probably.
It might be. Whatever. You were fine on the sound check. Ah, don't do that.
No. Is it working now?
You'll have to wait 15 minutes.
You're good.
I can see it.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of places where you could have found out that was the case. So,
yeah, Marvel's canon is not great about keeping from spoiling previous movies by looking at anything that they do.
Yeah.
There's current projections out. We all know how about the Star Wars movie. We all know how good projections tend to be. They're not. The current projections are showing that Star Wars The Force Awakens will not break any of the records for opening weekend.
Yeah, I'll believe it when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, they're saying that even with the fact they've made $50 million in pre-sales already, that comes nowhere near Age of Ultron or Jurassic World.
I mean, I understand what they're saying about the whole December thing, but I'll believe it if I'll believe those projections when it if it actually doesn't happen, it doesn't.
I'd
break
like
the
to
records.
See it not break records.
I want to see it.
I think the problem is it's going to
You know what? These people are paid way more than we are. We're not paid
Star Wars Return to Form.
And I think it'd be interesting to see it not break records, and because when it breaks records, it just makes them want to break records more. And I hate that. Just make a good movie, you know.
Yeah. I think
apparently they're saying it's going to make they're projecting 190 million, which is below Age of Ultron, it's below Avengers, and it's below Jurassic World.
Yeah. I know that when tickets went on sale, I think that I sit near five people, and I think me and one other person were the only people that weren't on Fandango the fucking second tickets went on sale to buy tickets.
The reason I think it's going to break records, and I'm pretty sure it's going to, is when six or 4 months to Jurassic World coming out, how many people did you see buying all the freaking dinosaur toys that they could freaking find?
That's an entirely different thing. Most of those people aren't buying those things because they're collecting them. Most of those people are fucking assholes, and they're just putting them on eBay.
Yeah.
Star Wars has been doing that even, Star Wars fans have been doing that even when
I'm not
no
talking
movies.
About the, I'm not talking about the freaking, the creepy neckbeard dudes who buy up all the freaking toys. I honestly have a giant group of friends who ended up buying the freaking merch.
Yeah, but the merch has been coming out without movies, so that's not a very good fucking basis of it.
I'm saying though, if Jurassic Park 4 months prior too, it's oh, I'm gonna buy all this shit. It's got a following. It's gonna break records.
I mean, I won't see them both opening weekend, but I know for a fact I'll see Star Wars Episode 7 at least twice. So I may see it more than that. We'll see.
I might see it once.
Well, I'm seeing it once for sure, and then my uncle wants to see it over Christmas, so I'll probably see it again.
I'm not too.
Maybe I'll go to Sinopolis and just get super shithouse drunk while I watch it.
Yeah. Sounds like a date.
Yeah, we'll mandate this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you are hanging out up in Santa Bubra.
No.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Bubra.
So, Fantastic Four sequel disappeared from Fox's release schedule.
Surprise.
Wow.
You mean I wasn't surprised at all. Finally give up on trying to make a decent Fantastic Four movie? Because, spoiler, you can't.
Well, see, that movie is actually
Sony can. Marvel might be able to.
It was pointed out somewhere that movie is actually an anomaly because comic book movies in general do incredibly well. Even the ones that don't do great,
Green Hornet?
No,
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider. That one did well enough that they did a sequel.
They did three.
They did a second one that actually made it to theaters.
But they made their money back. Let me put it that way.
Yeah,
they made a deal. They did
barely.
Amazing Spider-Man did all right. The thing is comic book movies are at least enough to make your money back at the very least, and at the very most, they will fucking fund your entire operation for the next 5 years. Fantastic Four was a massive box office disaster. That thing made hardly anything.
I think it was the thing though is with Fantastic Four 2, they were amping it up like it was Avengers or something like that. It was one of the big movies. Oh my God, it's going to be so fucking amazing. And it's no.
It's Fantastic Four. It's just an antiquated series that they can't.
That's what I heard. If you wanted to see the movie, the new Fantastic Four, without watching the movie, just watch the trailers. It's pretty much the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Dr.
Doom sucks.
Let's see.
Dr. Doom, in general, in the Marvel Universe, is fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, he's just
awesome.
Terrible in that movie.
So are you guys ready to be shitlords now?
Yes.
Always. I've been a shitlord all my life.
Good. We're getting into it's labeled controversial, but this is the stories that perked my interest.
Bring
and I figured,
it.
You know, I'd like to piss you guys off before we go home tonight. Well, we are
home. What do you mean before I go home?
I'm going to piss you off before you go try to fap. So you have to angry fap and you sprain your wiener or your wrist or both.
I don't know. You make angry fap seem like a bad thing.
No lube.
Darren gets the best HJs he knows.
Hey, I can do it better myself.
Yeah. Political correctness gets yoga classes free yoga classes canceled on university campus because it's cultural appropriation of a non-Western practice.
What?
Yeah, this woman, she is the University of Ottawa up in Canada. Every semester,
I'm sure this
she
wasn't Cal Berkeley.
No, this every semester she offers a free yoga class for students. She's like, look, you want to show up? It's like just for like us Wednesdays, just a random day. She'll run a yoga session for people of all skill levels. You can come in and fucking do your yoga, get relaxed for free, and go about your business. You know, not hurting anybody at all. Well, apparently the student union and a bunch of other groups on the campus said that since she's doing yoga, that it is offensive because the people who created yoga are an oppressed group of people, and her running a yoga class as a white lady, I'm pretty sure she's a white lady, is offensive to the people. So the school canceled her class.
Well, first of all, her white shitlord status is oppressing me.
You're a white shitlord.
I am.
I'm gonna
you're just butthurt because she's got a job at a college.
I am going to say this.
Yeah, I'm so butthurt that she's got a job at a college.
I am going to say this. Obviously, the people who bitched and complained don't know anything about Eastern religions at all.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't actually care.
They don't care.
I'd also like to point
out
the fact
self-improvement and betterness.
I'd also like to point out that geographically, this is Canada. So if you're going to say Western, you have to say Northwestern. It's not just Western. It is North.
No, anything
also
in the Western Hemisphere.
Also, it's December.
I'm okay with this because
winter in Canada. Canada, I can't imagine wearing yoga pants. Actually, watching them do yoga in yoga pants, you might have a different opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another.
Basically, this woman was doing, out of the kindness of her own heart, helping students relax, and she got shut down.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yoga pants, greatest.
Since it was in Canada, though, everyone probably apologized before they canceled it. School apologized.
They canceled her class via an email.
What really grinds my fucking gears, though, is that you have people in this world who are, like, legitimately oppressed. Like, actual, no shit. Like, infringing upon their basic human rights, oppression fucking going on.
Yeah, we call the U.S. military members.
I'm sorry.
No, there's people way more oppressed. To sit there and say, to use the fact that people throw this word fucking oppression around so fucking freely.
Hey, you're just impeding on their safe space.
Yeah. You guys. Listen, if you live in the United States or Canada, you're not oppressed. Like, at fucking all, shut the fuck up.
That's the point, is that they were... They were appropriating a culture that is oppressed. But apparently, if you take anything from a culture, it's wrong.
Well, you know what? Maybe she should do her own fucking research about the culture and, like, where yoga comes from before she sits there and says, oh, it's a culture that's oppressed. We shouldn't do this shit.
No, this is what the people were saying.
I know. They're fucking wrong.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Incorrect.
So she even offered to drop the name yoga, and the student body wouldn't take it. She said, how about we call it spiritual stretching? And the groups were like, no, it's not okay.
That's, God.
Nope.
What the fuck is?
Ugh. See, told you. I got you guys nice pissed off, huh?
I'm going to forget about it in about 10
minutes.
Now I'm going to make
you more pissed off. Fuck that bitch. You guys remember that guy? He's a guy who came up on the internet. He said that was his real name. Produced an Australian passport. PHUCDATBICH.
Vaguely know who
you're
talking
about.
Fuck that bitch. It was all a hoax.
I'm not surprised.
Man said he did it to prank the media and prove a point to Facebook about their real name policy. Says you can't try to come in and govern the internet because the internet is full of pranksters and trolls. And every time you try to put in a policy like you have to use your real name, people are going to fuck with you.
I want the fucker right in the pussy guy to change his name to that.
To fucker right in the pussy?
Yeah. I would have to say my favorite thing when it brings up of funny stuff was when the guy in Australia who said on his driver's license that he was Pastafarian and that he wanted to wear a pasta strainer on his head, and the Australian government told him, no, you're not going to wear a pasta strainer on your head. He fought it and won, so in his Australian driver's license, he's wearing a pasta strainer
on his head.
Last week,
a woman in America got the same rights, and she has a pasta strainer on her head.
Good.
She's got a colander on her
head. Pastafarianism.
Yeah.
Needs to be more of a thing.
Flying spaghetti monster.
Totally okay with
all praise.
It's funny that an anti-religious movement created a religion.
Yep.
Yes.
No, it was since, like, what was it? 10 years ago in one of the censuses, like 50 people registered as Jedi as their official religion.
You know, the
Britain.
Navy recognizes that as
I'm sure they do.
Like, but the U.S. Navy, you can get that on your dog tags.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
But to be completely honest, though, an anti-religious movement is in itself a religion.
Yep. Yeah. We're not getting into that, though.
No, we're not. I thought you were going to go with something new stuff like a woman creates bread out of yeast from her own vagina.
No.
That is
no.
a thing, too. Yeah.
That is not something I would talk about ever, and I hate you for bringing it up. That's disgusting.
It's like when people make placenta soup.
That's more acceptable.
Or placenta bread.
You know why that's much more acceptable?
Well, because it's got like nutritional value.
Because it's fucking one of the most healthy things, apparently.
Yeah, it's also super gross.
Be fucking, now it's awesome. So he's like, yeah, I made sourdough bread out of my snatch. It's like, yeah, we're going to make a sourdough bread bowl, and her husband here is going to fill it up.
So gross.
You guys are both going to be on timeout next week. I'm going to put shot collars on both of you, and Darren's going to have control of them.
Yes.
Cumble.
So,
I mean, technically, we have control, but we
Chinese
don't have any
woman.
Control.
Who was missing and presumed dead for 10 years was found this week.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's good.
Living in an internet cafe.
Oh, interesting.
Right on.
She apparently, I think she was 14, she ran away from home because she didn't like her oppressive parents because, like, God, Dad. And she has lived in several different internet cafes and, I guess, showers in the bathroom and shit like that.
Is she purple and lumpy?
No, she's playing games.
Oh, okay.
Is she farming gold?
No, this particular game, it's like some sort of weird first-person shooter I'd never heard of. But her parents didn't like her playing it, so she ran away from home and for 10 years has lived in internet cafes playing this game. And,
I wonder how she afforded to do it.
Handouts from people who were there.
Huh.
And then she would do the odd job here and there for the internet cafes.
You know what? Good for her.
She
sustained her living.
Yeah.
Way to
go, Chinese
police
girl. Entered the
place.
Living
the dream.
Yeah.
Police entered the internet cafe she happened to be in. And was doing, like, random checks, because apparently that happens there.
It's China.
And they ran her name and realized she came up as a... she didn't have an ID on her. So they detained her, because apparently you have to have your ID on you at all times in China.
Yep.
And so they detained her and ran her name and found out that she was this girl, and they would not release her unless she called her parents.
Huh.
Even though she's like 24?
Yeah, she's 24, but even still, there's an active missing persons case going on.
Yeah,
and she lived in an internet cafe. I'm pretty sure that with all the crazy laws in China, you're not actually allowed to live in an internet cafe.
I wonder if she got around it. It's like, well, where did you sleep? I didn't sleep for 10 years.
No, she'd sleep in the back. She'd sleep. She'd shower at bathhouses and like public toilets and shit like that. Eat whatever food she could fucking get her hands on. She just, you know,
Doritos
she lived Fallout. She basically lived Fallout for 10 years.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
You go, girl.
In China, out of all places.
Yeah.
And she probably was eating better than some people in China.
Probably.
Yeah.
Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, right
oppressed. There are people oppressed in China.
Oh. Yeah, there's people oppressed all over the fucking place. It's called being people.
Oppression.
It is great living in a first world country. I don't have to wake up in the morning and be like, I got to hide in the bushes because motherfuckers are chopping off heads.
You stop that. You're oppressing me.
I don't care.
Well, we didn't get emails this week aside one from Twitch saying Rainbow Dash EO had followed us. Thanks for the follow, buddy.
Sweet.
Glad you liked what you heard, unless you've already
come
stopped
back next
following
Wednesday
us.
Actually, yeah, next Wednesday we'll be here.
How many followers do we have?
I don't know. I don't read how many followers we have.
Do we have 100?
No.
when we hit 100, Mike will do the next following podcast with no shirt on.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
No, I'm not doing
that.
Yep.
You'll have nipple pasties.
We have 50, by the way.
We have 50. Sweet, 50. We have 50. You are our 50th. Yay!
Was he 50? Yeah.
Take your shirt
off. The
problem
is, like, I'm one of them. I think Sean's one of them.
Yeah. Stop it.
Sorry.
So technically.
If you want us to read an email or you'd like to shoot us an email, go ahead and shoot us one at geeklordradio@gmail.com. We'll read it on the air. We're on all the social medias, facebook.com/geeklordradio, on Twitter and Instagram. For like a couple of dead accounts, if you want to like get the weekly update that we are actually recording.
Yeah, our social media manager is fucking falling off.
Yeah, it's just like everyone else. At Geek Lord Radio is our handle there. You know, come find us. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends about us. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Rest in Peace, Zune Marketplace, and geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in the RSS feed.
Yep.
Music on the podcast. It's also an audio podcast we release shortly after the show is done being aired and I edit it. It's brought to you by Daniel Tidwell.
Y'all.
He's apparently got a new album coming out, or it might be out. I'm pretty
sure. I think he's got, like Versus Video Games 4.
Yeah, nice. Versus Video Games 4 is coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be good some shit.
Good shit. Yeah. Mike tells me he's pretty neat, so.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's good.
Check
he's
him
good
out.
People.
Good guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Any questions from the Peanut Gallery, or any last add-ons from you fucks?
On a scale of 1 to can't even, how much fire truck?
Potato.
Oh, so the correct answer was stoplight.
What?
Lederhosen.
What?
Thank you for watching Geek Lord Radio.
Thank you for letting us pleasure you.
We barely talked about snakes. They were mentioned.
No. I have 9 minutes before I actually have to end the show.
We can talk about
snakes.
I can talk about Rufus.
I got booped today. He's basically getting bitten without him actually opening his mouth.
He Matt Snake struck violently. At him but didn't bite him because he's a terrible
singing.
Shitty snake.
You're a bad singer.
That's my cue to...
I think it was
William
more of a...
Hung tells you you're a bad singer.
We talked about oppression and video games.
All right, I'm going to end this shit. That should just about do it from do it this week. From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is...
Darren.
Viva le Montaquia.
Mike.
And I'm Dan Mayer. I'd like to thank you for letting us pleasure you. Wish you a fantastic week, and don't forget to keep it
geek. Keep it geek on Geek Lord Radio.
Shutting this shit show down.